Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to remain mostly quite favorable as we move forward through the coming week. There will be some colder weather coming up, but there's not a great deal of precipitation in the pipeline. The majority of the precipitation that occurs will be in the Great Lakes region periodically, where there will be a couple of frontal systems that will try to produce some shower activity, but the majority of the precipitation that results is just not likely to be very significant. In fact, rain totals over this next 7-day period are not very impressive at all across the Midwest. We'll probably see a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch, occurring across the area from Minnesota to Michigan and parts of Ohio. There may be one or two locations that get a quarter of an inch, upwards to maybe 4/10 of an inch, but that's about as gray as it gets, and that's 7-day totals. The lower parts of the Midwest should be left mostly dry with no precipitation at all, and it looks like temperatures will be trending cooler, as we've been talking about in past days. The temperatures this afternoon will contrast rather sharply across the Midwest, with only 50-degree readings likely in parts of Minnesota and the Great Lakes region. We'll expect the temperatures, in contrast to that, to reach up into the 80s this afternoon to the southwest of the Missouri River in parts of Nebraska and Kansas and perhaps a few areas in west central Missouri. Most other areas in the Midwest will see 60 and some 70-degree highs this afternoon, and the temperatures tomorrow afternoon are expected to reach up into the upper 50s and 60s across the northern portions of the Midwest, while 70-degree readings dominate the southwest. And we'll look for the temperatures on Thursday afternoon to continue mostly in a similar range, with upper 50 and 60-degree readings in the northern fringes of the region, while 60s and lower to a few middle 70s occur in the south. And we may actually see a couple of temperatures in Missouri and Kansas get back over 80 degrees on Thursday afternoon. Colder air will overspread most of the Midwest as we move from Friday into the heart of the weekend, and the afternoon temperatures will get much cooler across the region, with highs limited to the 40s and 50s in the north and the 50s and lower 60s in the south. That also implies that we'll see frost and freeze conditions occurring across a fair amount of the Midwest as we move into the weekend. The coldest air will begin on Friday morning in the northern U.S. plains, where upper 20 and 30 degree readings are likely. A few of the northwestern Corn Belt areas will be impacted as well, but it's really Saturday and Sunday mornings that we'll see the coldest air advancing across the heart of the Midwest. We'll likely see freezes occur across the northern two-thirds of the Midwest as we get into those two mornings. The only places that will be freeze-free will probably be the Ohio River Valley, and we'll expect the temperatures to dip down into the lower 20s in some of the northern fringes of crop country close to the Canada border in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and eastern North Dakota. Temperatures will start to rebound again as we get towards the early part of next week, and that warm-up will also drag moisture up out of the Gulf of Mexico and through the plains and parts of the western Corn Belt. That sets the stage for our next significant rain event, which is currently advertised to occur during the middle to latter part of next week. There may actually be two storm systems that impact parts of the region. The first storm system is too far out in time for us to get very specific about it, but it does look as though many areas in the Midwest will finally get a drink of water, and that will be beneficial for wheat areas in the Midwest. However, hard red winter wheat country may not get a lot of precipitation, and dryness may continue to be a concern in the high plains. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.